The time right now is 4:13, and a designer who is part of the group that is building a controversial 24-story tower on Waterfront Drive is fighting back after the publication of a critical Winnipeg Free Press article. The article quotes the Manitoba Association of Architects as saying Soterios Katulis, his involvement in the project contravenes provincial law because he's not a licensed architect. Katulis is here to give his side of the story. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So the city sent us a statement this afternoon saying essentially, as far as they're concerned, there's been no wrongdoing here. They say the city of Winnipeg is aware that this individual is not a registered architect in Manitoba. This is not an issue in a variance process as a design professional is not required for submission of a variance application. They go on to say at a later date when building plans are actually submitted, your team will need to submit plans stamped by a registered architect and an engineer. How do you feel about the city issuing that statement?
The city is entirely correct, and that's the procedure that we've always been working within. Those are the procedures that we've been working within. So I'm they're basically telling it as it is.
Do you think there will be any trouble getting a registered architect and an engineer to sign plans when the time comes?
No, we have an incredible team of people, licensed engineers. We do have a licensed architect. That licensed architect wasn't required, as a statement said, to stamp, seal, or sign any drawing, so he didn't. But he did review the drawings on occasions to make sure that we were working within the appropriate limits. And they are right. For the height variance, you don't need a signed, sealed, or stamped drawing. We're building an incredible team. We have an amazing team, and that team is only going to get bigger. I mean, there are property managers, there are financiers as well. There are many consultants, and there are licensed architects and unlicensed architects that are working on these projects, and that's normal. That's how great architecture gets built, by a variety of people with a variety of backgrounds.
It is being reported today that the Manitoba Association of Architects says it's illegal for you to be heading a project of this magnitude. What's your response to that?
I'm quite concerned with Ms. Pestrak's comments, Judy Pestrak of the MAA, who I will contact them so that they can clarify their communications, or what communications have occurred. But in the newspaper, she says, she's quoted as saying, Pestrak said Katulis, as a graduate of undergraduate and master architecture programs, would know he has to be licensed as an architect to submit original architectural drawings, which he did for the waterfront project. And that's completely untrue.
What part of that's untrue? All of it's untrue?
I have never submitted sealed architectural drawings for this project. So it is completely inaccurate. I have always been clear that I am the project designer. I am on record at City Hall saying that. At all presentations and meetings, the city very well knows where my place is in the structure of the team, and we know what the professional procedures are. So, and we haven't worked against them. We haven't broken any of those rules. So I don't quite understand what this is all about, other than a smear campaign.
So what is it then that you submitted?
Well, we submitted, the various documents that are required, and it is in the studio, so you could take a look at it, the various documents required for the height variance.
Okay. And are you an architect?
Well, this is – I have studied architecture. I have a professional degree in architecture from the Cooper Union, the Irwin S. Shannon School of Architecture in New York City. And I also have a master's of architecture from McGill University. I have worked on many architectural projects all over the world.
Are you licensed to work as an architect?
I am not licensed. And that's why I would never stamp, seal, or sign any drawing. And that's why I haven't and I won't. I know my limits.
So I'm looking at the package here that you submitted and the actual drawings that are in here. Mm-hmm. And this looks like and tell me if I'm wrong. This is conceptual at this point in time.
That's right.
Okay. And basically what you're saying then is drawings don't need to be stamped and sealed until official submissions are being made. Is that right, we're getting here?
For permits. Okay. And we're not there yet. Okay. We're like at a very, very early stage. And so from my position, it's always been, our team has all the qualified people to execute this project and will continue to have all the qualified people to execute this project. And to make, you know, of note, members in this team have built so much in the city. They know, and we know, what the procedures are. And so it's funny reading this article, which kind of suggests that we, you know, we're these kind of rookie guys that just like figured out the rules.
Well, yesterday. Getting back to the article here, it also takes issue with the fact that apparently you told a city committee that you are a professor at the University of Manitoba School of Architecture. What's the truth there?
Well, I think, again, that's splitting hairs. I've been teaching at various architecture schools. I was invited as a visiting professor at the University of Puerto Rico, and I taught there for 3 years. I also taught at the Polytechnic University of Puerto Rico. At those schools, I taught design studios, both at the graduate and undergraduate level, and I taught a graduate level history and theory of architecture seminar. At the University of Manitoba, I've taught there. I've been a sessional lecturer. I've been invited as a guest critic for design studios at the University of Manitoba, and I'm invited now to teach as a sessional lecturer this fall semester at the School of Architecture.
Does this article and the conversation that's been happening lately in Winnipeg about you and the work that you've done here put any future work for you at the universities at risk?
Yes.
How do you think this article is going to affect your tower project on Waterfront Drive?
Well, I mean, we could talk about speculative things. Our team is strong. We know what we're doing. We're doing a great job. And we're going to keep on moving forward and keep on designing and developing this incredible project.
Have you had any contact with the Manitoba Association of Architects about their claim that you're working illegally?
No.
What do you want to say to the Manitoba Association of Architects?
I am now weighing my legal options, so I've been in talks with my lawyers, and we'll keep it at that.
What do you think is the motivation behind this, if there are so many untruths in this article, as you pointed out?
I'm not entirely sure. I just know that the intentions are bad, but I don't know what else they may be. They're just – the whole thing is a big lie, and it's clearly, you know, again, with the issue of professor, you know, it's splitting hairs. I mean – on my LinkedIn page, for instance, a sessional lecturer. Like I know what my position is. But when I described myself very quickly at the hearing at City Hall, I basically said I've been a professor at the University of Puerto Rico, the Polytechnic University, and the University of Manitoba. You know, my students call me Professor Catullus or Professor Sotirios. They don't call me Sessional Lecturer Catullus. So, you know, I mean, I know what he's saying or what he was trying to say, but... But I believe it's fickle and petty.
This story is generating a lot of buzz. I mean, it's being passed around by a number of people on Facebook and so forth. How worried are you that accusations it contains could negatively affect your career in general, not just at the University of Manitoba?
This could be very damaging. This could be incredibly damaging for my career as a teacher and as future practicing architect. Also as a designer right now. So I'm very concerned.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts on this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sotirios Catullus is a designer involved in a 24-story tower proposal for Waterfront Drive.